Perek Beis, Meseches Brachos, Mishnah Aleph. Hoya Kor BaTorah. If a person was reading from the Torah, from the Chumash, VeYegiyaz Mana Mikra, he was reading the section of Kriya Shema, and the time to recite Kriya Shema arrived. Im Ki Ben Liboy Yotza, Vim Lav Lo Yotza. The Rav brings a machloikis whether mitzvos need kavona. We paskin, you have to have kavona to be yotze the mitzvah. So pshat in our Mishnah is, if you had kavona to be yotze, then you're yotze the mitzvah. In between sections, we'll see what that means. You're allowed to inquire about the welfare of an Adam Choshev out of respect and certainly to respond to him. If it's the middle of a section, you're only allowed to inquire about the welfare of a person if there's a threat of death and certainly to respond. Divi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Huda Omer, if it's the middle of a section, you can ask out of fear of death, and you can even respond out of respect. If it's between sections, you can inquire about the welfare of a person out of respect, and you can respond to anybody. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, the Rav says. Mishnah Beis. Eluhim bein haprokim. This is considered between sections. Bein brocha rishayna lishnia, between Yotzer and Avarabo. Bein shnia lishama, between Avarabo and Shema. That means the end of Ava Rabbo. Uvein Shema, Levayoyim Shema, between the first and second paragraphs of Kriya Shema. Bein Vayoyim Shema, Levayoyim, between the second and third. Bein Vayoyim Emes V'yatziv, and the last one is between the third paragraph and Emes V'yatziv. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bein Vayoyim Emes V'yatziv Lo Yafsik. You should not interrupt between Vayoyim and Emes V'yatziv, as we find the Pasuk in Yirmiyah says, Vashem Elokim Emes, meaning Elokim and Emes are together. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Lama kodma shema levahoyim shema. Why, when we recite Kriya Shema, do we first have Shema v'yohafto and then v'yohim shema? Ela kedei shiyakaba olav ol malchus shemaim tchila, v'yachakach yikaba olav ol mitzvahs, in order to first be makabo the malchus of Hashem, and then the mitzvahs, as it says, v'yohim shema tishmu'u es kol mitzvosai. V'yohim shema levayomer. Why do we first say v'yohim shema? Sh'v'yohim shema noheg b'yom v'alayla. Because the mitzvah in that paragraph, the mitzvah of learning Torah, applies even by night. Vayomer ein noeg ela bayom belvad. But in Vayomer, the mitzvah tzitzis only applies during the day. Mishnah Gimel. Hakorei Shema v'lo hishmia li oznoi. If a person recites Shema, but cannot hear his words, yotza, he's yotze, and that's what we paskin. Rav Yosi omer lo yotza, he's not, it's totally in psukim. If a person read Kriya Shema and was not careful with the reading of the letters of the words, for example, he did not separate words which ended and begin with the same letter, like Al Livavecha, Rabbi Yosi Omer Yotze, Rabbi Yosi says you're Yotze, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lo Yotze, you're not, we pass on your Yotze, but the Chachila, you should be careful. Hakor Lemafrei Lo Yotze, if you read out of order, you're not Yotze. The Rav learns that refers to Psukim. But if you read the paragraphs out of order, you're yotze, since in the Torah, they're not in the order that we recite Kriya Shema. Karavita'ah, yachz l'makam shetah. If when you lay in Kriya Shema, you made a mistake, you go back to the place of the mistake, the Rav explains, if it was between paragraphs of Shema, you don't know between which perek you made a mistake, so then you go back to between the first and second paragraphs of Shema. If it was in the middle of a paragraph, but you don't know which pasuk you made a mistake at, so you go back to the beginning of that paragraph. Mishnah Dalet. Ha'umnin karen barosh ha'ilon o barosh ha'nidbach. We allow a worker to say Kriya Shema on the top of a tree or on the top of a pile of bricks. Even though he's afraid he might fall, he can't have great kavana, since it's enough to have kavana by the first pasuk. Masha einen rashayin lasos kein batfila. When it comes to Shmona Esrei, they must come down, since they have to have kavana by Shmona Esrei, since it's a request for rachamim. Mishnah Hey, Chosen Potter Mikriya Shema B'Layla HaRishon. A Chosen who's marrying a Basula is Potter from saying Kriya Shema the first night, since he's overwrought, he's torud with the mitzvah of having relations. One shot in the Rav is he's afraid she might not be a Basula. Ad Motzai Shabbos Im Lo Osa Maisa. This continues for 4 nights until Motzai Shabbos. Then the minhag was to get married on Wednesday night if he has not yet had relations. After 4 nights, we assume that he feels close to her. And the Taisus Yontif explains, so even if she's not a Basula, he'll be Meichel her. Armelo Talmidov, Loli Matana Rabbeinu. Maisa B'Rabban Gamliel, Shakora B'Layla HaRishon Shenosah. There was a Maisa, the Rabban Gamliel, By the first night, he did say Kriya Shema. Amar lo talmidav lo limatana rabbeinu shechosun poter mekriya shema b'layla rishon. You taught us a chosun as poter. Amar lahem eini shomea lachem levat mimeni malchus shemaim afilu sho echos. I'm not going to listen to you not to be makabel malchus shemaim even one moment. Tesis Yontif explains, the Mishnah brings this to show if somebody is an Odom Godol who knows he can have kavana, then he can say Kriya Shema. Mishnah Vav. Rochatz b'layla harishon shemeso ishtoi. He washed in hot water on the first night when his wife died. Omer lo talmidav lo limatana rabbeinu sho'ovel osir l'chotz. You taught us an ovel is forbidden. Omer lahem eini kishor kol odom. Istnis ani. I'm not like a normal person. I'm very sensitive to cold. Mishnah Zayin. Ukishemeis tovi avdoi. Kibo lov tanchumen. When Tovi, his Eved Kanani, died, he acted as an ovel. Omer lo talmidav lo limatana rabbeinu she'ein mekabel tanchumen alav odom. You taught us by an Eved Kanani, there's no din of tanchumen. Omer lahem ein tovi abdi kishar kol avodim kosher hoya. He was not like a normal Eved, he was kosher. Mishnah Ches. Choson im rotzu lekros kriya shema laila harishon kare. If a choson feels he can have kavona by kriya shema the first night, he may recite kriya shema. Rashbag oimer lo kol arotzu litol es hashem yitol. Then everybody who wants to earn the reputation as being medactic in mitzvahs may do so. Only if it's universally accepted that he's an Adam Godel, may he say Kriya Shema. The Rav brings from some of his Rabbeim that nowadays we do recite Kriya Shema the first night, since during the year we normally don't have such great kavana, so Adarabba, if we don't say Kriya Shema the first night by marriage, it gives the impression that normally we do have kavana. And that is Michzi Kiyura like Gaiva.